The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph brings down a halacha concerning the Ezav used for the Paraduma, that the Ezav cannot have a second name, cannot have another name. It says Ezav v'la Ezav Yavan v'la Ezav Kuchli v'la Ezav Midbar v'la Ezav Raimi v'la Ezav Sheish L'Shem Levi. The Ezav has to be called just Stam Ezav, and if it has another added on name, it's possible for the Paraduma. That's a mission in Par and Perek Yud Aleph. And the Gemara goes on to explain that really it's only a problem if it was Nishtana Shmai Kad Matan Torah. In other words, if it had this added name before Matan Torah, it was called the Mashon Ezav Kuchli before the Torah was given. And then when the Torah goes ahead and says, take an Ezav, and it doesn't mention Kuchli or Midbar or anything like that, the Torah is Lehadia excluding those who have a second name, and you can only take an Ezav Stam and not those who have another name. But if you have an Ezav who at the time of Matan Torah did not have a second name, and it's only later on after Matan Torah got another name, it got a second name, that would not be a problem. That would not be excluded from Ezav, because Ezav can't come and exclude something that was not around at the time of Matan Torah. So lefi that, when it would come out that all these names over here were around at the time of Matan Torah, and based on this, the Tiferes Yisrael in his Pirush on Parah, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, asks the Gevaldik Akasha. He says, one of the Ezavs that were Mamaid over here is Ezav Raimi, an Ezav from Rome. So according to the Gemara's Hasbro, that would mean that Rome was around at the time of Mount Tyra, and that's why the Tyra is coming to exclude an Ezav Raimi. So in fact, the Tiferes Yisrael, that the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daphne Vavim Vez says that Bishah Shinasa Shlomo's Bas Paro, that when Shlomo Melech married Bas Paro, Gavriel came down, Yod Gavriel, Venatz Kana Bayam, he put a Kana in the Yam, Va'alav by Sirtan, Va'alav Nimna Krach Gadol Shal Raimi. That's when Raimi was created. Raimi was created as a response to what Shlomo Melech did when he married Bas Paro. So that means that up until the days of Shlomo Melech, there was no Raimi. So at the time of Mount Tyra, there was no Raimi. So if there's no Raimi at the time of Mount Tyra, then why are we Mamad? And Ezav Raimi, Lechayr, was not around Mashas Mount Tyra. It can't be something that the Tyra came to exclude. How could the Mishnah say over here that Ezav Raimi is Pasul? As I affect the Tiferes Yisrael. It's a Shtaka Kasha. So I saw in the Ha'aris over here from Abu Yashiv, he wants to answer LP something that the Seder Adaris writes. The Seder Adaris writes that the Gemara does not mean that there was no Remi before this story with Shlomo Melech and Bas Paro. About it, there was a Remi before. There's other rise to this. Remi was around, but it's only the Krach Gadol Shel Remi that was added later on. There's a certain city of Remi, a certain Chelik of Rome that was added on when Shlomo Melech married Bas Paro. But about it, the Iker Medina of Remi, or the area of Rome, was around even before that ma'aseh with Shlomo Melech and Bas Paroi, and therefore you could say that b'shas Matan Torah there was a place called Raimi, and when the Torah says Ezav Stam, it's coming to be Mimayat to exclude the Ezav Raimi. That's how Rabbi Yashiv wants to answer, Alpi the Seder Adaris. And I thought that lefi this, perhaps we could be Miyashiv a Messiah concerning the Lubavitcher Esregim, the Yanover Esregim. It's Yodua that many Hasidic Chabad are makbid to take what's called a Yanover Eserg, Yanover Calaveria, which are Esregim that come from a place in Italy. And there's different reasons why they're mahadar to do this, but in the Hasafis of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he brings down a Kabbalah. They have a Kabbalah from the Baal HaTanya that he said that that it's Kabbalah B'yadam, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lekachtem Lechem Pri Eitz Hadar, so Moshe Rabbeinu took Shluchim, he sent messengers, he put them on a cloud, Al Anan, Veshalchem Lehavi Esregim Mikalaveria, and he sent them to bring this Esregim from Italy. So it's already a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu that he was makbid at that point to take an Esreg, a Yanover Esreg, Bedafka, and that's one of the reasons why there's a certain chashivas to these Yanover Esregim. So I saw in the Sefer Kashas Arbas Aminim from Ramichel Stern Shlita, he asked the Gevaldik Akasha in this. He says, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Shluchim to bring Yanover Esregim, Esregim from Italy, if the whole Italy wasn't created until this Maisa with Shlomo Melech and Bas Paro? That means there was no Italy at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu when he got the Tzivu V'lekachta Lachem. So how is it possible to say that he sent Shluchim to Italy to get an Esreg? That's his kasha on this Shmua from the Hasafas and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And I thought maybe lefi this part from Rabbi Yashiv, I'll be the Seder Adaris, it's possible to be Miyashiv it, because the Gemara does not mean to say that there was no Italy before, there was no Remi before, there was some area called Italy, there was even an area called Rome, it was only the Krach Gadol Shel Remi that was added later on at the time of Aspare, but there was already something around before. So that could be a possible teretz to be Miyashiv that Messiah. The problem is, it's a little bit more severe because the Gemara says later on that Italia Shel Yavan specifically was only added even later on in the days of Yeravam. So it sounds like there was no Italia Shel Yavan around earlier, but it's possible that there was some area, part of that Chelik was already around in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what that Shmua, the Messiah of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, could be referring to.